The parables that Christ preached in the Sermon on the Mount appear childishly simple, but on reflection are neither childish nor simple. They are profound. The parable on Zarathustra is childishly simple, and on reflection remains so. Yet its message is profound despite this. Nietzsche preaches nothing less than the overthrow of Christian values. Each individual must take absolute responsibility for his own actions in a godless world. He must make his own values in unfettered freedom. There is no sanction, divine or otherwise, for his actions. Nietzsche foresaw this as the 20th century condition. Unfortunately, he also made prescriptions as to how we should behave in this condition. Those who follow his prescriptions, the tedious antics of Zarathustra, would become supermen. Alas, Nietzsche's Superman was to develop into more than the figure of comic fun that he so richly deserved to become. In Thus Spake Zarathustra, Nietzsche announces, through the mouth of his hero, what is the ape to man? A figure of fun or an embarrassment? Man will appear exactly the same to the Superman. Thus Spake Zarathustra, first part, Zarathustra's prologue, part 3. Elsewhere he proclaims, the goal of humanity cannot lie in its end, but in its highest specimens. Genealogy of Morals, Second Meditation, Section 9. In this context, he begins loosely and misguidedly linking the Superman to such notions as nobility and blood, but he was not talking in aristocratic racial terms. He refers at one point to the Almanac de Gotha, an enclosure for asses. Will to Power, 942, Revised Edition, 1906 or 1911. In the Hartle edition, this remark has been left out, without indication. And announces on another occasion, when I speak of Plato, Pascal, Spinoza, and Goethe, that I know their blood rolls in mine. Mozarian edition, 1920 to 1929, of Collected Works, 2198. A Greek, a Frenchman, a Portuguese Jew, and a German. All blood ancestors of the Superman, in Nietzsche's view.